Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we go. 919, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We've been talking about the governor's proposed changes to the state's tax structure. Noel Norman spoke to him yesterday. You can go to WWL.com and listen to that later if you want to hear what the governor had to say. One of the things he's talked about is reducing or eliminating credits to the film industry in Louisiana. Jason Wagasback joins us now, president of Film Louisiana, to talk about that. Hey, Jason, how are you?
Hey, Tommy, thanks for having me this morning. Hey, before we jump into that, I want to let you know, and I want to give my heart out to the residents of Florida. We all know how that has been here in southern Louisiana. We know that feeling. We also just had a massive amount of crew members from caterers to linesmen that headed out that way to go and get some help from the film industry into Florida. So we really want to have our thoughts and prayers out to them right now.
Amen. You know, the other thing, I'm glad you said that, because we have a lot of evacuees here in town, and the shoe is on the other foot for a change. So if you do encounter anybody that's out of town, it's an evacuee, remember what it was like when you were evacuated from New Orleans and treat them as you would like to have been treated. I'm glad you said that, Jason.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about Film Louisiana. It used to be the Louisiana Film Entertainment Association. What is it, and what do you all do?
Well, we are the same great organization that's been around for 14 years. We obviously educate and promote the film industry and the sustainability of the film program through making sure that we're staying connected with legislators to understand the economic impact, as well as promote the industry like we just did recently last month in Los Angeles, hosting a large party for several studios and producers. So we're here to promote and to sustain the industry in the state of Louisiana.
It seems like whenever you talk about tax credits, people tend to zoom in, pardon the pun, on film and TV and all so forth. But there are a lot of industries in Louisiana that get tax credits. Accurate?
Yeah, there's over 200 industries in the state of Louisiana that are offered a tax credit or incentive program.
What kind of impacts does the film industry have on Louisiana economically?
Well, on average, we have $1 billion in sales to local businesses in the state of Louisiana. 10,000 jobs are provided in the state each year, and of those 10,000 jobs, $360 million in Louisiana local payroll on an annual basis goes right into the state of Louisiana and the local residents here. It's a massive impact, my friend. It's $6.32 for every dollar that is doled out from the state comes back into the local economy.
So you're saying, because people, when it comes down to it, you know, Jason, they want to know, does it cost more than it brings in? But it gives more, what you're saying, than it takes, right?
Absolutely. And in fact, in 2023, the legislative state auditor, Michael Wagasback, actually testified in the Senate. And he said that the overall motion picture tax credit program appears to have a positive impact on the state's economy because it generates more household income than it costs the state. So if you think about that, if we have $180 million that's in part of the incentive package that goes to these projects that are coming to the state, and $360 million a year come into just Louisiana local residents, that already impacts the economy and impacts the massive fact that it is a positive to the state of Louisiana, but then you also get another $700 million in spending on top of that residential payroll. That's just massive.
One thing I do know from firsthand experience, and I had no idea until I went through the process, that I got a small part in a movie with George Foreman, and first of all, the amount of people that were working on the project and the professionalism and the seriousness with which they took their jobs amazed me.
Thank you for that. You know, we're a well-oiled machine. We do compare ourselves to the military a lot of the times. We come in and we take over an area within 24 hours and put it back the way it was or better than when we found it when we leave. We really do work very efficiently in this industry.
You think it's going to be a lot of, and I'm just saying from an outsider's perspective, you think it's going to be a lot of screwing around, a lot of, I'm trying to think of a nice, clean way to say this. A lot of them just say messing around, but there's none of that, a lot of grab-a going on, but there's not that going on at all. It's very serious business because there's a lot of money involved. What is your reaction to Governor Landry calling for a special session that could potentially challenge those tax credits like the film program?
Look, as the voice of film in Louisiana, look, we really appreciate Governor Landry's attention to the state tax structure. And we actually see this as a prime opportunity to attract even more out-of-state investment from major film and entertainment companies. So we look at this as a positive, and we're working with the governor and the legislature, to improve Louisiana's business climate. And we'll help to ensure that our film program will continue to stay strong and be an economic driver that it has been for the last 22 years. So we see this as an opportunity.
You know, we had that problem a while back with the filing for credits or not filing for credits and what you can count on and what you can't. I think what sometimes gets lost in this is, again, going back to the entertainment nature of it. At the end of it all, it is a business, and it is a lot of money involved in this, a lot of financing involved. So people have to know, the people that are in a production business, they have to know years ahead of time what they can count on and what they can't before they plan a project or go forward on a project, which means there has to be a degree of certainty, right?
Absolutely, and that is the nature of any business. You want to understand what your forecast looks like. What does my 2, my 5, my 10 years look like ahead? And so creating sustainability and creating predictability in our program is what we have really stood upon in these last 20 years that we've had a successful program here. And you're right, film and television and studios, they plan, you know, well in advance. You know, you had the great series from AMC with Interview with the Vampire and Mayfair Witches, and they planned well in advance on how they were going to lay that out and are still continuing to lay that out and continuing to do great business here in the state. But just having that predictability is something that obviously makes sure that we continue to have that type of production.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Over and over again.
Talk about some of the numbers, if you will, for people that think it's out of, and I'm getting texts here from people, you know, people that think they know but they don't know. They think it's all Hollywood people that are getting the money and leaving the state, etc. What are the numbers, the stats, the real evidence show?
I mean, look, it came directly from an economic impact study from the state. From LED, again, I repeat, 10,000 jobs annually. Interestingly enough, we just did our own internal study with the unions here in town, and we accounted for production jobs, just production jobs. We're over 15,000 in our peak year of 2022. That didn't account for any of the actors because we didn't even get any of the extras and the actors accounted for, and those are going to be in the thousands along with the vendors. So you have to realize there's a lot of activity that goes on, not just on a film set, but outside. All of those ancillary businesses create a massive ripple effect that create an economic impact in communities and throughout the state. Speaking of, in the last 5 years, 33 parishes have seen film in their parish in the last 5 years. I don't know if we can say that about some of the other major industries we have with agriculture and oil. We're spread throughout the state. And we also have almost every major university, 18 higher education institutions in the state of Louisiana teach digital media or film in their program. We are creating a really robust crew and a robust educational source for our locals to be able to be impacted directly by getting right into the film industry. And we're really reducing that brain drain. Obviously, we have a real big problem with people leaving the state of Louisiana. And we are one of the big industries that's keeping people here. We're providing those opportunities right now here in the state of Louisiana.
And one of the things is the governor attempts to rewrite the entire tax code, and it is still a work in progress. He admitted so much yesterday, and I think Richard Nelson will say the same thing, one of the architects of it. But you have to look at, and as you were saying, ripple effect, I drew my little reminder, pebble in a pond drawing, because if you will, Jason, talk about how it spreads out to local vendors, and it's not just for the people that work on the set.
Well, if you think about this, when a production comes into town, They set up offices. They hire crew. We have to go out and get all of those resources that you would for any administrative office. We have to feed people. Our crews are anywhere between 200 and 400 people deep. And then sometimes we need extras. Like I have a show right now that's probably going to need about 500 extras over the course of the next month. And they got to feed all those people. So where does that food come from? It comes from here locally. But we have a massive amount of lumber, a massive amount of painting materials, a massive amount of steel, a massive amount of just resources needed, and they can find right here that are being resourced directly from local businesses that we've created. And it goes, again, it goes beyond just the area that the filming activity is happening in. We have looked back in our own data through figuring out how and how far the tentacles go in the state of Louisiana, and things like Greyhound that was filmed in Baton Rouge had to go all the way to Lake Charles, Louisiana to find boat parts to create some of the sets that they were doing with Tom Hanks. So you have to realize these things aren't just secluded to one specific location or one specific area. They are all over the state of Louisiana.
One thing I did notice in my limited film career the day I spent on a set was that there are a lot of people, and as we talk about jobs, a lot of elderly people or retired people or sometimes disabled people use this as a way to supplement their income, because they do have the ability to sit around all day and wait until they're called for that crowd scene, et cetera. And that is an important part of this, is it not?
You are absolutely right. I get emails all the time asking for how they can get more opportunities. I have family members constantly calling me how they can become extras on specific shows. We actually, another study we did internally within our organization is we wanted to find out how many of those people in the state of Louisiana are actually part of that crop who is interested in becoming extras. There are 89,000 people. 89,000 people registered in the state of Louisiana on mycasting.com, which is basically a website that gets you an opportunity to become an extra. So if you can imagine, there's a massive amount of people in the state of Louisiana directly interested in these types of opportunities that you just speak of.
So when it comes to ripple effect and a pebble in a pond, that can also be the other way, right? So what is your concern if they take away these tax credits and imagine those ripples going back into a vacuum, I guess? What disappears?
Well, you're right. We will see a detriment in the industry if they do decide to keep that as part of the overall massive tax structure package that he's pushing forward. But you have to realize, you know, we're one in 40 states. We were the first to incentivize this back in 2002, and now 40 states in the U.S. now have a film incentive program. And that's because they've seen the direct effects of tourism. They've seen the direct effects of what's happening in the economic engine that we actually bring, because we actually spend money and we hire people to be able to do the jobs. It's not an automated system here. We have to hire physical people, and we have to spend good hard-earned money in local communities to be able to make these projects work. And you've seen states that actually got rid of their program a long time ago that are now getting back massively. And states that are right next to us, Texas is really trying to push hard to get a really big program in their state. North Carolina, who actually had one until 2013 that was rampant, but decided to mess with their tax program and then brought it back 5 years later because they realized the impact that they were missing out on. We have created something. We were the first to be able to create this. We've created a large, deep, very talented crew base here, and we've got the infrastructure here, too. We spent almost $300 million in infrastructure to allow for this type of industry to thrive, and it has been. So we obviously just look for this opportunity that the governor's giving to create a new economic impact that can drive more of this investment into the state that we look forward to.
I don't know if you went into this or not, but do you have a number somebody texting about the average salary that the film industry provides?
$65,000 a year is the average salary with benefits for each average crew member that comes and works in the film industry.
So where does the lieutenant governor stand on this? Because I think he's a big proponent of the film industry, is he not?
He is. I actually talked to him this morning. He's fired up. He loves the industry. He obviously has done many studies on the tourism that shows that, you know, we have about $1.2 billion of tourism that is directly affected by watching shows that come from the state of Louisiana. We've done a bunch of interesting studies lately, too, Tommy. You know, I think you might have seen the show Hitman that came out, the most recent one, Rebel Ridge. Both of them here, filmed right here in Louisiana. Hitman was actually set in New Orleans. He played an NOPD officer, and he was also a UNO professor. Yeah. And we started to look at the impact of media, the equivalency, the ad equivalency that you get from that type of impact of a film that's been here through news articles, click-throughs, and people that are obviously watching the show. And just from Hitman alone, it derived almost $2 million in ad equivalency over the course of 1 month. That was 600 million people, or 600 million click-throughs, that went through those sources of that movie that was derived right here in New Orleans, Louisiana. So the impact goes far and wide. There's the media outreach, there's the brand recognition, there's who we are in Louisiana and how it's impacting people from outside of our state, and outside the country for that matter, that want to come and see who we are and what we do, and hopefully do more business here.
I think another important part of this for people that have not been down Chapultepec or looked down Market Street, there's been some capital investment, has there not?
Absolutely. We've seen quite a bit. You're absolutely right. And we're starting to hopefully continue to see more here in the city.
So what happens then if this goes away? What happens to those people who made the capital investment? And I'll follow up before we let you go with this. And that is, are you hearing rumblings in the industry about the tax credit program being in jeopardy? And is that affecting future projects? And how important is it? I'll ask this big Bobby Hebert question all at one time. How important is it that this gets decided pretty quickly?
Well, that is important. Obviously, we don't want the PR mess. It has, somewhat begun. We have heard from studios asking the questions, but they all understand politics throughout every state and obviously in our state. And right now, we're just in the process of understanding what the plan is from the governor, and so is the state legislature. I think they're really, chewing on this and figuring out what works and what doesn't work. And again, I just want to reiterate, we are behind the fact that the state tax structure changing is going to be a good thing for the state of Louisiana. And we want to be a part of this in the fact that we want to obviously see more investment in our industry. We obviously implore him to not wipe away our tax credits, of course, but we obviously want to continue doing great business here, continuing educating our locals and communities and giving great jobs and opportunities to people that are really interested in what it is that we have created here over the last 20 years. And I really think we have a massive, massive opportunity here to take advantage of what's happening in technology, what's happening in the world around us, and really be something that we can put our foot forward and say, Louisiana did that, and now look at Louisiana and how they've grown in this aspect of the industry.
Jason, if somebody's listening and want to get involved in this industry, how do they go about it?
FilmLouisiana.com. Please come and sign up. You can become a member there. You can get all the information that you would ever want or need about our program, but you can also check out the website. It has a massive amount of information. We also have ways that you can donate to the program or donate to the affiliation of organization to help us obviously push the marketing and PR for what we know is one of the greatest economic impacts the state's seen in a while.
Thank you, Jason. Appreciate your time and your insights. Jason Wagasback, president of Film Louisiana, and the governor's effort to, and again, you can go back and listen to what he had to say to Newell yesterday. It is a huge effort, and I think where we are right now is like we're making a gumbo and we're trying to decide, or remaking, coming up with a new gumbo, right? And we're trying to decide, well, does this ingredient go in there? Do we keep this one in there? Do we take it out? Do we add this? And I think it is a work in progress, and that's where we are.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.